Parents, we are in danger of giving what our child wants and we neglect what they need. I was having a casual conversation with a good friend yesterday, and he related to me how when he was in secondary school and when he was short of money for his studies and for his future plans, what he did was he started customizing badges to be sold. He started making bookmarks. He established network of friends in schools to distribute his so-called products. And because of that, he was able to save up a sizable amount for his later college education. But look, in just a span of one generation, how have our children turned out to be? In our quest to give our children the things that we do not have, we risk letting them not having the things that we had. What am I talking about? I am talking about character. Think about it. What is your long-term goal for your child? How would you describe your child when he or she is 30 years old? Would you describe him or her as one of being a member of a prestigious country club, having an IQ of 250, being married to someone who is linked to political powers of that day? How would you describe your child when he or she is 30 years old? I've done this exercise many times, and the words that I hear are words like, I want my child to be responsible, I want my child to be hardworking, I want my child to be caring, I want my child to be diligent. Do you know what all these words are? These are character words. Parents, in our strive to give our child the standard of living that we enjoy, we have neglected to give them the skills to earn that standard of living on their own. And it is frightening that the age of emancipation, the age where a young adult achieves full economic independence, has been increasing steadily over the years. In the 60s, it used to be that by the time someone is 20 or 21 years old, they are fully emancipated from the parents. They are able to stand on their own two feet. But right now, recent studies have shown that the age of emancipation has risen to 27 years old. Children, or rather young adults, are finding it harder and harder to leave the comforts of home because you and I as parents have been providing for their every want, and we forget to build what they need for life. And I'm frightened to hear of stories where parents are even willing to reward the child even before the achievement of a certain goal. Where is the concept of a good deed or a good work being a reward in itself? Why must everything be tied to an incentive, and thus we build up a self-entitlement attitude to our in our children? Think about it. How did you gain that character of resourcefulness? How did you gain that character of diligence when you yourself were growing up? It is because our parents did not give us everything we want, but they gave us everything we need. And one of the main symptoms of today's parents is that we are just too busy. And when we are too busy, the little time that we have, we feel guilty and we shower them with what they need. What we do today will determine their character for tomorrow. Don't be too quick to give, but be diligent to build. And character is more important than academics. Think about it.